Hello everybody, this video is about His Royal Highness Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex. So there's a court case ongoing in which he claims that he ought to have taxpayer-funded security because his life is in danger in the United Kingdom without it. If his life is in danger in the UK, why did you come back? Stay in Montecito, California, where you're safe from assassins and those snakes of journalists. I mean, in case you didn't know, there are journalists in the USA as well. I mean, if the media is so unfair to you, shut up. Never show your face in public. Let's forget about you. You know, Prince Edward, I mean, even though he is a working royal, he gets far less media coverage than you because he doesn't always court it. You know, Princess Anne's children, they're scarcely ever mentioned. I mean, who knows who they are and so forth. But so Prince Harry, it's just gone over 5 years since he bowed out of the royal family. It was just before coronavirus struck. And he shifted to Canada and then the United States with his good wife, Meghan. They had the one child. They had Archie at that stage. Lilibet, what a nauseating name. Lilibet hadn't yet been born. So he claims that he should get taxpayer-funded security in the United Kingdom. But, you know, the royal family, you can't be half in or half out. He's not a working royal. And yes, he has those titles. I've said for years they ought to be degraded. As he is dragging the royal family's name through the mud, they should be taken away from him. He needs to comport himself with a little bit of decorum and not be constantly savaging his family in public, always working, washing their dirty linen. He's proven yet again just how thick he is. And it was he cheated his A-levels, like he got his art teacher to do his A-level art coursework for him. And the recording came out of that. It was even played in court. Privilege, he's against privilege. So why were all his grades not rescinded? Anyway, it's staggering, it's sickening, it's saddening as well that he gets away with this. If it's so dangerous in the United Kingdom, don't come. I can guarantee you, you're not wanted. So he needs loads of armed guards. He showed up with two bodyguards paid for him by himself, proving that it's not dangerous, otherwise he wouldn't come. So I know he's not working royal. He's still got that title, Prince and Duke and all the rest of it. And okay, there's some mentally ill people who'll develop a fixation with a royal and want to assassinate people or things like that. There is some sort of risk, but stay away, keep a low profile, we'll forget about it. So, you know, security, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. He's so sympathetic to the poor. So he's saying people on minimum wage should be paying for his security when he's knowingly put himself in danger. And another thing about danger, in his autobiography, Spare, he wrote about the number of Taliban he supposedly killed. So that is braggadocio. And I'm told that's considered very bad form amongst the armed forces. That's sick to be boasting about the number you killed. And I don't know if it's true or not. We know that he's lied about a lot. He misremembers a lot about where he was when he found out his great-grandmother, the late Queen Mother, died. No, he was not at Eton. He was on a skiing holiday. Another provable lie. Anyway. So, and the Taliban, now there's a crosshairs on him and his children. I don't want there to be, but you've provoked them again, right? And I know you're legally entitled to publish this number of Taliban you killed, but is it wise to do so? Sometimes it's better to hold your peace. You should keep your counsel. Yes, you have the right to do so, but it's not always wise or moral to express yourself to the uttermost, to exercise all rights. I have this right and I'll choose not to exercise it, and so on. A bit like if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything nice at all. Like, yes, he has the legal right to go revealing embarrassing facts about the royal family, or allegations anyway, supposedly the content of private conversations, but it'd be meat if you didn't do so. And you're the one who demands privacy, and yet there you are splashing across the front pages every embarrassing episode that supposedly went on behind closed doors in the royal family. What about the privacy of everybody else whom he's busily invading all the time? It is revolting. So he's so entitled, what a brat, as he's not willing to do any royal duties. No, you don't get any security paid for. And he said, well, it's not just that the paying for it is they have access to whatever real time security about assassination plots and things like that. And don't come. There's absolutely no need for him to be here. He wasn't going to testify. Since he wasn't going to give evidence, he should stay away. And then the lawyers could do it and there'd be no risk for him. So it's preposterous. Patently, he doesn't think that there is a serious risk to him. Action speaks louder than words. Otherwise, he would not have come. And this is about how bad he is. His father's ill, had cancer, might even be terminal, I don't know. And he didn't deign to visit his father. his estranged brother. No longer, no wonder his family hate him. And there is Meghan Markle. I mean, all her projects coming to naught, her fashion line. Oh yeah, so concerned about the poor. So there's Prince Harry. I really hope that the Trump administration deports him. But the United Kingdom does not want him back. Could he please be dropped off halfway across the Atlantic? He might be foisted on Canada. Okay, so as part of their trade war with Canada, they could dump their toxic waste, that is Harry, in Canada. That would really hit the Canadians where it hurts. But anyway, so I'm very sad to see him back. It's sickening. What a bad example he sets for everybody. And if you really care about those who are needy, you wouldn't use up more of their money. Every penny that's spent on bodyguards for him, who's chosen to put himself in danger, is a penny taken away from the National Health Service, from benefits to children of low-income families, whatever, for care for pensioners, for policing, for the armed forces, for anything else, for improving the environment, all the causes he pretends to care about. I suppose also distracting from the allegations of misogynoir. What was that, a woman, I can't pronounce her name, the that Zimbabwean lawyer, a doctor, someone or other, who was she CEO of his charity Center Bale. So that really doesn't look good for him, accused of racialism and misogyny. I don't know if it's true or not, but he's a bit hoisting his own petard. He's been the high priest of political correctness, and now there are allegations leveled against him. Well, Prince Harry, I really wish we never hear from you anymore, but he just won't shut his trap and get out of it. So yeah, he's an imbecile. Yeah, dragging this action through the courts. I mean, he might yet win. Unfortunately, the judiciary is sometimes ruled against free speech, so that he gets more rights than everybody else. He claims he's singled out for inferior treatment, and that's not the case. I mean, well, I suppose he's still a British citizen, but you know, he should just not stay here or pay for his own security. I suppose not just the money, he says, is also access to real-time security. I mean, you know, these are bodyguards, these ones that are used for the Prime Minister, the Chancellor Exchequer. I saw them with Jeremy Hunt when he was Chancellor in the theatre. Members of the royal family, they're limited. They're sort of like 50 people max, absolute max you get them. The former Prime Minister gets them for life, former Home Secretary, and I think that's it. In the old days, a former Northern Ireland Secretary. Because, you know, even if you had any one bodyguard of the person, 8 hour shifts, you need at least three of them. And plus, take into account they're going to have days off. Some of the times they go on holiday. Sometimes they're ill. So that's at least five people to provide even one bodyguard at any one time. So the cost is very high. These are often very experienced ex-soldiers, ex-police officers. So they have to have quite a high salary to keep them motivated. So it's a pity what Harry is doing. He may yet win his case. I hope he loses it, gets saddled with costs. But of course, he's a multi-millionaire. A lot of the money has come from taxpayers, from the royal family, ultimately from slavery. The Royal African Company, King James II, I think King Charles II, they were both presidents of the Royal African Company. And what was their stock in trade? It was human beings. Right. So if they're going to be assessment paid, starts at home. Restorative justice, disgorge your ill-gotten lucre and give it back to the people of the continent you pretend to care so much about. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.